My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right. Sorry, I just...
Oh my goodness, just go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Let Tony and I get out of your way.
It's been a very contentious break.
Welcome everybody to the Scraby Chronicles. They're starting a little early today.
Because I am going online to try and find out about these AAVs, and what I'm finding is something completely different, because Manny Machado, according to AAV, is the highest paid Padre on the list with 31.8.
Okay.
And then you also have Steven Strasburg, who is active. He's making $35 million. That was the guy I was asking about, whether or not he was active.
Right.
So I am officially filing a protest on this.
Well, according to, you know, and again,
I'm officially filing
what?
A protest.
Go ahead. File your protest, and I'll send it into the commissioner of the game. And
is that you?
Yes, guess what? The decision has already been made. You're a loser.
No, you're using a different list. And
well,
I'm
first
not,
of all, you didn't even guess. On. You didn't even guess Manny Machado,
because you took him off the list before the game even started.
He's at $17 million, according to SpotTrack, who I think is a pretty good authority on this.
Yes, but
and
you said
the way they're doing the salary is probably different from the way the website you're looking at.
I'm looking at SpotTrack. Right now.
Well, how can that...
His average salary on the Manny Machado page is $31.8 million.
Well, according to this list by SpotTrack, he's getting $17 million.
That's his payroll salary.
All right. Well, I'm
so
sorry.
So his payroll salary is much different.
I'm sure every single player on this list is different in one way or the other. As far as I know, the five that you guys did not name are Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, who I thought you might get when you played the Carlos Correa clip.
Mm.
Francisco Lindor, who Tony mentioned. Steven Strasburg is making $35 million this year, even though he's not active any longer. And probably the most overpaid guy, maybe in the history of the sport, Patrick Corbin.
Ooh.
There's no
Patrick
way anybody would have got
Corbin.
Him.
See,
he's
how
at 35,
he
35
see,
million
seeing,
as well.
I'm seeing Jose Altuve at $25 million over here on the
so
same website. That's giving me the average annual value of this.
Why is it that we play this game? Tony just goes ahead and wins. You go ahead and have an issue and
well, because
a complaint
I was guessing guys that I'm not guessing guys that you took out off the board before we even started the game. You said Manny wasn't even close.
He isn't. According
he
to
is.
The list I have.
All right.
It is.
I don't know what to tell you, Scrape.
Well,
you think I'm making it up.
I'm officially not going to allow Tony to have that win. It's under protest.
Well, you played the music. Once the music plays, it's all
official,
over.
Man. You can't get beyond it.
Luis has it right. $17 million is what he's going to make in 2024. Not
so
his average annual value.
That is what he was looking for, I guess.
Well,
so
I
he
don't
explains
know.
The average annual value and then looking for
well, the
2024
reason I,
cash? Okay.
The reason I went annual average thing is because they got Otani at $70 million, and I know he's not making that this year.
But that is
so
the
assuming,
average of his contract.
All right. Well, I'm assuming then that Manny's
right.
average of his contract is what
that.
The 17. I don't know all
once,
of these guys' salaries, and I don't know how everybody's contract works.
Yeah.
I can only go
Sports.
By what this, you know, these guys say, and I use them because I know that's a website you use often, and I thought you would find that to be you know,
I did if you were using the right numbers. Here's how you calculate average annual value. Very easy.
Yeah.
How much is the contract worth over the entirety of it? How many years did they sign for? Shohei Ohtani, $700 million over 10 years. He gets $70 million a year. That's what the calculation is for.
Well, that's what they have here. So I'm assuming that they went with average annual income because that's what his says.
Graham says rigged, and I agree with you, Graham.
Yeah, you're right, Graham. Tony and I got together and said, how can we possibly screw Scraby up this time? Here's the issue. If this was the only time you ever had an issue, I would give some weight to it. The problem is, you kind of have an issue every time we play this game.
I'm a little bit of the boy who cried wolf, but this time, I am standing up for it.
I will say, Manny was on my list until we had the discussion before the game started, and Ohtani was off my list until we had the discussion mid-game. So. Wow. You know, Scraby, I feel your pain.
If
you
anybody,
gotta hold that L again, though. Once again, buddy.
If you search highest Major League Baseball salaries, one of the very first things that will come up is highest paid Major League Baseball player salary ranking sporttrack.com. And that's all I clicked on. I didn't go any further than that.
All right.
And right at the top says MLB salary rankings. There's Ohtani, there's Scherzer, there's Verlander.
What did you look up? Highest what?
Highest Major League Baseball salaries.
Unfortunately, that's not the
and
search
it says,
terms
but
that
it, but if used. You look if you look at their if you look at what I'm looking for, it says 2024 all positions, payroll salaries, all teams. That's what it. That's their.
SportsTrack is the first one popped up on mine.
Well,
that's
when
what
I
they
go
have.
To average salaries,
see, it does say. So when you click on it, it says 2024, and then it says payroll salaries.
That's the one.
All right.
So maybe I should have done average salaries. In which case,
I win. Yes.
No, you don't win anything.
You still lost.
I would have guessed all the guys that I didn't guess.
Honest with you, if you pick average salaries, it's the same list here. It looks like
you add Manny in there.
Yeah, you add Manny. Devers is in there as well.
You would not have guessed Devers.
No, I was because last year at Petco, I was at a game where he had two home runs.
Yeah, I was at a game with him too last year.
And I remembered him.
We don't believe you.
Yes, Manny and Devers are in the average category along with Glass now, but they're under 30. The answer would have been 17.
I also would have guessed Steven Strasburg, so those are two guesses that I didn't guess.
Liar.
No, you know what?
That's why I asked the question.
Liar.
All right.
We got to get to
Chris
versus
the fans. We're
going to
move on, but fully under protest.
All right, it's a fair protest.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And before everybody gets on Chris's case, I am not saying that Chris is at fault here. I am just saying, because I don't want people...
Sounds like it was miscommunication.
Yes, but a very heavily weighted miscommunication. But this is not Chris's fault. Tony will never get to take credit for this win. We'll just move on. So.
You know what, Scrape?
It really doesn't matter if Tony gets credit for the win as long as you don't get credit for the win.
Tyler said only 44 hours till Padres baseball. We take this very seriously on this show.
Yes, we do.
Chris will tell you, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Now, if you qualify, or today, actually, if you do beat Chris, you are qualified for a grand prize, a two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas, and two tickets to Air Supply. With a legacy spanning decades, Air Supply continues to captivate hearts. Now in their 45th anniversary year, the duo continues to play more than 130 shows a year worldwide. Join us in celebrating their music and enduring legacy on May 31st and June 1st at the Westgate International Theater at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, now... to the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And if you're a first-time player,
that was good.
Let us know before the first question. You will get that question for free. I feel like Chris is angry with me.
No, he's fine.
Okay, okay.
I feel bad that I didn't get the right list.
I don't want you to
feel
bad.
I tried my best.
That's not my intention.
Yes, you did.
No, I'm not a mean-spirited person.
That's why you did all this whole montage you had going on about right list, wrong list.
Hey, Chris, you're getting support in the chat. Diego Drip says, can't argue with the umpire.
Sure can't.
You could have ejected
argues with the umpire.
I would beg to differ with you. People argue with me in every game that I've ever refereed. So you can argue with the umpire. Thank you, though, Sergio.
All right, here we go. Let's get to our first contestant. What?
His name is Diego.
I said, did I not say Diego?
Did you say Diego already?
I said Diego Drip. It doesn't matter. I was just laughing and you stopped me.
Okay, Diego, welcome to the show, man.
No. Diego was the guy who just commented.
Well, yeah, I just asked you for the first contestant.
Oh.
It's not written anywhere, buddy.
Man. You won the game.
I go back to the Johnny Carson thing where he didn't have the answers in front of him. Okay. If it could happen to Johnny Carson, it could happen to us.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Now, I see it in front of my eyes. KC, welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, fellas. First time player.
First time player.
Hey, Casey. Welcome to the show.
Right to question number two. What 500-plus home run hitter who played for the A's and Cardinals never won an MVP?
Mark McGwire.
Hey, now.
Nice.
Big Mac.
Hey,
nicely
now.
Done.
You're an all-star.
Question number three. This is a tough one. Over what distance is a human steeplechase run?
Human? Is that opposed to, like,
I don't know,
alligators running the steeplechase?
Do horses do steeplechases?
I guess they do.
I've never heard of a steeplechase in my life.
I was about to ask you, what in the world is a steeplechase?
It's a track and field event.
Okay.
He doesn't know.
So how far is it?
Casey?
How far is the race?
100 feet.
100 feet. That'd be short.
I would definitely win gold in the 100 feet steeplechase.
It's a 3,000 meter steeplechase.
Of course,
I believe.
You know that.
How does that? Can somebody
you pull up what a steeplechase is? I'm sure I've seen it, and just don't know.
It's the one where there's one big hurdle that they step on, and then they jump into a pit of water, and then they keep running around the track.
What?
Oh,
you don't know that one at all?
I don't know that I've seen
that. There's like five big hurdles, and they have to jump. They basically jump on top of the hurdle and then keep going.
It's hilarious when they jump in the water.
And there's a water jump as well.
I feel like I've seen the water part.
There is a water jump in the steeplechase.
I gotta say.
That's interesting. Yeah. All right, let's go to our next contestant. Andrew, welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, guys.
Here we go. First question. What state do the Royals have their spring training every year?
Florida.
Oh, wow. Scraby with a quick buzzer there. I think they were at one time, but they're now in Arizona. I think they're in Surprise!
Sorry about that.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry about that, Andrew.
We move to our next contestant. Neil, welcome to the show.
Neil is there.
Howdy-do.
Howdy-do. Question number
Trying
one.
To butter me up there, Neil. I like it.
Oh.
We just asked the first one so we can clear it.
Okay. This has been on it for like 3 weeks, and I've avoided asking it. According to Sam Levitt, wherever Sammy goes, what flows?
The champagne.
There we go.
All right. Well done.
Nice job, Neil.
I have literally avoided that question for 3 weeks.
According to Sam Levitt, I like how it's his own saying.
He did that say that.
No, he did. He made it up for himself.
On this very show.
That is phenomenal. Here we go. Question number two. I don't know what it is about the Royals, but Scraby is on it.
It's on a Royal day.
It's when I go to the Royals page.
What player holds the record for most hits as a Kansas City Royal?
George Brett.
Yeah, great answer. We got a baseball guy here.
Yeah, Neil's
no hesitation.
No.
Bo Jackson, not even close.
No, he didn't play nearly enough.
Bo didn't play in
I think George Brett over 3,000.
George Brett?
George Brett?
Yeah. George Brett's way up there on this list.
Never mind.
On that particular list.
Never mind. Dumb question.
All right, here we go. Question number three. Name two players. Ooh, this is a tricky one.
Tricky.
Name two players dubbed the Killer Bees?
Bonds and Bonilla.
That is correct, but that is not the answer Scraby's looking for.
Okay, wait, hold on.
That's correct.
Okay, so Neil wins.
They were the first Killer Bees.
Ah, there was two Killer Bees.
Biggio and Bagwell came later.
Biggio and Bagwell.
Okay, so I went through nicknames of fantastic twosomes.
It's a fair mistake.
He did a hell of a job there. Bonds Neil, Bonilla, my goodness.
Neil, that was impressive, my
man. That was impressive, Neil. Stay right there.
Neil rolled right through that. Those were the other, and the other Killer Bees was the not quite as famous Miami Dolphin defense of 1982, I believe.
Yeah, I missed that.
I thought
one.
That was
they
I
made
knew
the
this.
Super Bowl, and 9 of their 11 starters' last names on defense started with B.
Oh, I thought it was the no-name defense.
The swarm killer
the no-name defense was the one that won it all in the 70s. The Killer Bee defense came along in the 80s, did not win a Super Bowl, but came close.
By the way,
what's funny is in each of the Killer Bees in terms of the baseball, they tried to add a third to it.
Oh.
So the Pirates, it was Jay Bell.
And I think it was Derek Bell
for the Astros were part of the Killer Bee. So,
yeah.
Good question, Scrape.
Well Thanks. Done.
I especially
by,
like the one
Neil.
That's about Sam that Samuel I avoided Love. For so long.
Yes. Lisa Love. On the chat says, watch Chariots of Fire for some steeplechase scenes.
Yeah. No, don't watch Chariots of Fire. It's one of the worst movies
never
ever
mind.
Made.
I've seen it now. I've seen Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, yes. It's the worst. That's,
so I know it's
a horrible How can movie. You have a group of people named the same nickname in the
because
same era?
Sports recycles nicknames.
Well, the Killer Bees, Bonds, and Bonilla were well before Bagwell and Biggio.
Early 90s?
Yeah. Mm. Well before.
I know, it's kind of
George Brett, all-time leader in hits for Kansas City, 3,154. Second place, second baseman by the name of Frank White, 2006. So it's quite a margin for Brett there.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to catch George there.
No. Jorge. All right. I think Tony's going to send us to traffic.
Let's get to break. A little traffic on the other end. More Gwen and Chris as well.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI. Manscaped.com.
All right, welcome back to the program. 422 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Until 6 o'clock, then the Scraby Chronicles take over. Missouri prosecutors said today two adults have been charged with murder in the mass shooting last week at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. They give their names here. They've both been charged with second-degree murder, two counts of armed criminal action, unlawful use of a weapon. Both have been hospitalized since the incident. The men did not know each other before this happened. They were among several people that were arguing when Lindell Mays pulled his handgun first, almost immediately. Several others did the same. And it was Dominic Miller's gun that fired the shot that killed the mother of two, Lisa Lopez Galvan.
Those are the two adults that are being charged and yes. In the hospital?
And they're both in the hospital, but they're also charged with the murder. So that's the latest on that Kansas City thing. I brought it up to get into kind of what has become an interesting discussion. I don't know if you guys saw this, but 5 hours after this incident, the Kansas City Chiefs had a party at a local sports bar, restaurant.
Yeah,
don't know exactly what to call
too.
It. There's pictures now circulating, and it's all TMZ. They come up with all this stuff. But there's pictures of Kelce. There's pictures of Brittany Mahomes. So a bunch of other players on the team. They're all there. I'm not going to say they're celebrating. They're just there posing for pictures. Kelce's taking a selfie with somebody before he goes in. And a lot of people are saying that's a bad look for the Chiefs to have gone through with this gathering after what happened in the shooting. I don't want to go there. I don't think that's fair to be critical of the Chiefs for doing this. I mean, but do you think anybody has a fair point here? Or it's kind of a tough one, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, they had this party planned. It's not like they're in there dancing and celebrating and, you know, carrying on. But they're having a nice dinner and everybody's kind of there.
I guess, well...
Scraby?
Seems like...
Yeah,
Scraby,
this is up your alley.
At first, I was thinking... Man, this is in bad taste. You probably because I heard about this last week. I did not bring it to you guys because you guys would crush me for bringing this. But I am in the mindset of because they weren't celebrating, as Chris said, it was just kind of a stoic type thing, which it would have been a celebration if this didn't happen. But I'm in the mindset of you can't alter your life because of stuff like this. And if you do alter your life, those people win. And so that's what I think. They're okay with because they're not doing anything to let those guys win.
See, in the era of everybody taking photos,
that's right.
No context, right? And recording for that matter,
right?
It's hard to know what their state of mind. I can't imagine them going through what they went through earlier and it being like, even if they were at this function. It being like a jovial celebration. Now, I will say this. I'm almost positive that everybody was drinking earlier in the day.
Way earlier.
Yeah,
that's true.
And not to mention they had this thing planned out from the moment they won the Super Bowl. This is a tough one, right? Because you do know that if there is pictures taken and there is video taken,
it's going to make you look bad.
It's going to look, the optics of it won't look very good.
Right.
Does that mean that they just completely forgot or pushed aside what had happened early in the day? No, I don't necessarily think that.
Yeah, I don't either.
And so I understand why people are like, this is a bad look. But as Scraby said, on the flip side of that, like, and in their case, they just won a Super Bowl last year. So it's not like, you don't know how many times you win a Super Bowl.
That's right.
You can't really use that one.
No.
I don't know. This is a tough one. I can't be mad at either side for feeling the way they feel or in Kansas City's case, you know, doing what they did.
It's just another example why TMZ is the best show on television. Because they bring to light these kinds of discussions, and you just don't know what quite right.
It's so funny. My wife and I were. Something came up, and she was like, TMZ's reported. And I was like, well, you can go ahead
and
go ahead and cash it in because they don't miss.
Yeah. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, apparently in response to everything that's happened here, said, was wondering at first whether it's time to rethink championship celebrations.
I told you it was
coming. And you were the one that kind of brought that to light. But he promised... Quentin Lucas did that the city will continue to celebrate its victories.
Good.
There is a St. Patrick's Day parade scheduled for next week. That will go on as scheduled. And I'm going to go back to what Scraby said. If we start postponing everything,
right,
then the shooters are going to win. So I that's the great way to look at it in a lot of ways, Scrabe.
I think this should be the reaction of everyone. Now, the scary part is, and, God forbid it ever happening, if those continue to happen, let's say, in the same way these school shootings happen, I don't know if they'll need to cancel it. People just won't go.
Yeah. No, that's a great call too, Tony.
I was watching Patriots Day a couple weeks ago, the one with about the Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah.
And there could be stuff taken from those people because they did pick up and some of those people even finished the marathon weeks later. Months later, they finally crossed the finish line, and that was just a symbolism of we're not going
to
stop.
And that's you hope that continues to be the mindset. Like, you are not going to deter us from doing what makes us happy, what fulfills us, whatever it might be.
Yeah, we can't do that.
The scary part is that everybody's resolve at some point is like, all right, enough is enough. I'm not risking it, and that's what you don't want to happen.
Yeah. Well, it is a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, you're damned if you do. I guess you're damned if you don't. But, the solution to all of it would be for all of us out there to treat each other a little better.
Word up.
All right. Timeout on the floor. Coming back with...
20.
The Big Five.
Tony, call a 20-second timeout, Chris. We got no time.
They don't have any. Do they have those?
I don't think they have 20s anymore.
In high school, it's a 30 or a 60.
There used to be 20s.
I remember the 20-second timeout.
All right, well, we're going to need more than a 30 or 60. So.
We need more to recover after that segment?
Yes, I think so.
All right, well, we'll take what we can get, and then we'll come back with more Gwynn and Chris.
4:36 on the clock. Blake Snell has an offer on the table from the Yankees, according to sources. Now, we don't know if this is the same offer, if it's a new offer. I have read reports that there's never been a counter from Blake Snell's camp. So, don't know if this is the first one or if this is a new one.
Maybe it's so insulting that he couldn't even counter.
Maybe.
Maybe he was looking at Chris's list of AAP.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yunjin Ryu, remember him? Former Dodger.
He won't be coming to the Padres.
No. Instead, he's going to become the KBO's highest paid player.
Yes, on Korean Sports Talk today in their fantabulous sports game show, he's now at the top of that list.
He's at the top of that sports track list.
On the Korean talk show today.
It's really all we got going in terms of baseball. Chris, you had something.
Well, I had a little something that could have been a story here in San Diego. Unfortunately, it's not a story. But Rafael Devers, the star third baseman of the Red Sox, said some things today that I don't know. If I was a teammate, I might feel some type of way. And if I was management, I might also feel some type of way. He said that our organization needs to make an adjustment to help us players be in a better position to win. Mm-hmm. Everyone in this organization wants to win, but we as players want to win. I think they need to make an adjustment to help us win. I'm not saying that the team is not okay right now, but it's just that we need a little bit more. We need more. We got to address our weaknesses and get more. Devers finished up by saying, everybody knows what we need. And it's just that there's some things out there I can't say out loud, but everybody that knows the organization, knows the game, knows what we need.
I mean, he's not lying.
I mean, of course he's not lying.
Of course
he's not. The Red Sox don't have a contending team, especially in that division with, the Yankees, Toronto, Baltimore, Tampa. They're lagging. They're missing some pieces. But my point, I brought this up because this could have been a thing here if somebody in the Padres could have said something similar, maybe. Yeah. I'm glad they didn't. Because how do you feel if you are the starting second baseman, Vaughn Grissom of the Red Sox, they just traded for you? Maybe you think he's talking about you or talking about another player that he doesn't think is good enough.
I think you got to have to put your big boy pants on and rise to the occasion. I think if you're a player at the big league level and you have a teammate come out who was there the previous year or has been there in previous years and have seen what it looks like when they are competitive and when they're not, I think you got to respect it. You can't take it personal at that point. He is speaking in terms of, you know, quite frankly, they finished, what, fourth in the...
I think they were last.
They might have been last.
Yes, they were last.
Finished last in the AL East. You can't come in there and be like, hey, we got a good team. Great shot this year when you've lost players. And on the flip side, you brought up the Padres. I don't think they can... Anybody on the roster has the latitude to say that after having the best roster in the league last year.
All the organization has to say in response is, well, we gave you more than enough last year.
And I don't think anybody on the Padres would say it.
I don't think anybody would say it either,
no. But, you know, it's a little bit different ball game there in Boston than it has been here in San Diego. I don't know if you would have told me I'd have said something like that 3 years ago, I'd have laughed at you. But that was the case. Padres have – the organization has done a great job of putting very talented players on the field. Now, what they did was they didn't live up to those expectations last year.
True.
But Boston, on the flip side, they seem to be doing everything not to win that division going into the last 3 years.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, we'll see if that bothers the Red Sox at all. Do we have a big five still?
Yes.
Should we talk a little bit more before we get to it?
No, we should not.
We'll get to traffic.
I'll waste all that time for you.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
If you're watching on the cameras, thank you. If you would like to see us on the cameras, you should go to YouTube right now. Search 97.3 The Fan. We're the top thing at the page. But what you'll see is Tony doing a whole lot of moving and grooving, trying to get his noodles ready for his dinner or whatever
it is. This is a long segment. I can't let any noodles sit in there too long.
Nope. So you can see Tony running back and forth. But spring training now is underway, and I'm saying that because I'm going to miss Tony in studio. He's going to be leaving here at the
What? You mean he's not going to be broadcasting the games from right over there?
No. I wish he was.
He's actually going to be in Peoria.
He will be. Yeah. And it will be underway.
I miss you guys, too.
I can't believe it's, already happening, man. We just finished last season.
That's true.
And we did get off to an earlier start this season because of the Korea games.
That is true.
Yeah, we'll miss Tony, but we'll get, you and I will fight it out. I mean,
yes, literally.
Tony basically keeps us from, scratching each other's eyes out. I don't know what's going to happen now, but...
I've been growing my nails out.
Usually the first month is a little rocky between you two. Then you guys settle in and it's smooth sailing for you.
I have a feeling I'm going to be too preoccupied with the video portion of the show. Because that is all new for us this year.
Well, that in itself could lead to more scratching of the eyeballs. Because that's usually when it happens. When you're a little stressed, Chris is, maybe a little stressed. Sometimes that's when it gets a little...
Chris is never a little stressed until Scraby gets him a little stressed.
I can see that, too.
I feel like we're heading for a carryover, but it's okay. It's okay. Because spring training is underway. And for the latest Padres news, try listening to chapters from the show each day. Every day, each topic we cover is broken down so that you can find out what matters most to you. To get started, download the Odyssey app and search for Gwen and Chris.
Number five.
All right, over the weekend, Eric Cucinda spoke to the media and mentioned that the ownership of the Padres is likely to stay in the Seidler family for the foreseeable future. Fans had a couple questions. Mostly, everyone seems to like this because Peter Seidler was putting the Padres in the right direction. Tony, are we likely to see an extension of Peter Seidler's influence with keeping the team in his family?
What do you mean by extension?
Are they going to follow his... I guess I'll ask it this way. Are they going to follow through with his dreams?
It sounds like in the near future, they are. I mean, it seemed like Eric Cucinda was pretty adamant that Peter was very forthcoming, not only publicly, but privately of how he felt the Padres... should operate moving forward, and it sounds like they're going to do their best to fulfill that. So I have no reason to believe otherwise. I would say yes.
Chris, what do you think? Do you think that they're going to follow through in Peter's dreams, with Peter's dreams?
I think Tony's food smells hotter than the smell. Food you ate last week.
It does stink up
Man.
The room.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to honor Peter Seidler's memory would be to, you know, bring a championship here. There's nothing more Peter Seidler wanted than more than that. So,
I
do feel they're committed to that, you know? And at least, you know, if you ask me the question right now, that's certainly how I'm going to answer. Maybe in a year or two, some things will change. But let's hope that in that next year or two, they win that championship for him.
I agree.
Number four.
We heard from Shaq last week, and he said Iowa's Caitlin Clark was the greatest collegiate women's basketball player of all time. Well, Jay Williams of ESPN wasn't sold. Here he is talking about Caitlin Clark and her greatness.
I think she is the Stephen Curry of women's basketball. I think she has changed the dynamics of the way the game is played. I think the way she plays, the pizzazz, is like she's probably the most prolific scorer the game of basketball has ever seen.
Unmatched.
I am unwilling, and maybe it's more the Kobe mentorship around me, to say that she is great yet. I think she is the most prolific scorer the game has ever seen. I hold great, or the levels of immortality, or the pantheon, to when you win championships. That's just me. So Diana Taurasi, when you win three consecutive championships, two-time National Player of the Year, it has to culminate with the chip. It has to. I mean, Breonna Stewart, if we're talking about GOAT legends of the game, she's won four chips, multiple National Players of the Year. So I'm not saying that she's not at a high, high, high level, but for it to go to the states of immortality, in my opinion, it has to culminate with your team winning a championship.
All right, so that was Jay Williams, the ESPN producers, pumping some loud music behind him.
They were in the arena.
They were in the arena, and you could see people in the background like, whoa, what a crazy opinion, bro.
Is that what they said?
Chris, do you agree with Jay Williams?
I do.
So she can't be great until
she wins a championship. No, okay, if that's what you're asking, that's not true. She can be great without winning a championship. Dan Marino is great. He didn't win a championship. Ernie Banks was great. He didn't win a championship. Tony Gwynn Sr., great. Didn't win a championship.
I think we have to put this in the college realm, though.
All right. Well, in the college realm, there's a lot of great players that haven't won championships. I mean, how hard is it to win the NCAA tournament? My goodness. Or an NCAA tournament. So, Caitlin Clark, fantastic. But she's not even the best player. I mean, we went through this last week. I mean, Taurasi, Maya Moore, Lisa Leslie. Cheryl Miller. There's some phenomenal all-around players that have had careers. Caitlin's just starting her career out. She might at the end be, but she's not there yet. That's Shaq jumped the gun on this one.
All right, Tony, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the key word here is great test. It's not just great, because there's a ton of great collegiate players, but for Jay Williams, what he was saying, the separator for him is winning at that level. And Caitlin Clark got close last year, wasn't able to quite get over the hump. But she's got it would seem as though she has a long career ahead of her. And even if she doesn't win a championship at the collegiate level, she'll have a chance to win one at the next level. I can assure you that. But, I guess the question is, do I side with Shaq or do I side with Jay Williams? I probably side with Jay Williams on this one.
I can say that I don't think a player before has ever made me want to watch WNBA to see if Caitlin Clark can succeed.
That's true.
Because I've seen a lot of her, and so I want to see what she can do at the biggest level, the highest level.
Yeah.
Number three.
Tony's very excited about this next story, but EA Sports' college football game is back over the summer, and we now know that Notre Dame will be in the game. The will it or won't it back and forth.
There was a chance that it might not be in
correct.
The game?
A couple years ago, it's taken 2 years of discussion as to whether or not they wanted to join that because of name, image, and likeness. But now that they see basically it's the Wild Wild West, Notre Dame doesn't really care as much anymore about that. But they will be allowed to use its markings. And their, I think the gold helmets in this game are going to look awesome.
I'm upset that Notre Dame was like, maybe we don't want to be in it.
It's like LeVar Arrington. Remember when he wasn't in game number and Barry Bonds wasn't in games because they didn't want their name, image, and likeness?
I understand that, but come on, Notre Dame.
All right.
Every school is participating but you.
Well, 2 years.
They are now.
We're better than every school.
2 years of discussion, and they're going to be in the game.
Good.
They said they're going to participate, and they said they're going to like it. Tony.
Is it going to like it?
I made that up. What's the national perception right now of Notre Dame football?
Oh.
That wasn't me. I don't want. I'm turning
Scraby
blue. I didn't breathe.
Right at,
I know. I didn't breathe.
I don't know that anyone could hear that but us, but that was hilarious. It sounded like a toot.
Okay, so your question.
It did, but that really wasn't me. Please.
What's the national perception of Notre Dame football right now?
That's what the sound was.
Didn't hear it. The national perception of Notre Dame is a very, very good institution. Are we talking football?
Football.
Very, very good program. Maybe not at the level Notre Dame was in the, 80s, 90s?
Yep, 70s.
They're probably a step below that right now, but they're ascending. Or maybe they've kind of leveled out, right? It was Kelly was there before he left for LSU,
oh,
right?
Oh, Brian Kelly, yeah.
I'm glad that he's not there anymore.
They had the Charlie Weiss years, which weren't great.
They started out good for him, and then it kind of went backwards. I think they're probably a step below where they were in the 70s, 80s, 90s. And it might be hard for them to get back into that upper echelon anymore. They don't have a conference.
They're not competing for national championships every year.
They're not in that talk like they had been in the past.
They still have that TV deal with NBC for some reason.
They knock on the door, though, it seems like, for a little bit every year, and then they kind of fall down.
Chris, what do you think the perception of Notre Dame football is right now?
Good, but mostly annoying. Self-important. Arrogant.
Mm.
And not anywhere near as good as they think they are.
I think that's pretty accurate.
That's not unfair.
I wasn't sad when I heard Notre Dame wasn't going to be in the game.
I would have been. They need to be in there.
They don't even have a conference, so it's not like you're going to play some placeholder team anyway.
Yeah, but you get to make your own schedule now at that, you pick Notre Dame. That's fun.
When I was San Diego State in the last college football game, years and years ago, I always made them play Morgan State.
I've had them playing the best.
Go 72-0, get those BCS points back in the day.
Number two.
We heard about the 2-game suspension of Jimmy G for PEDs, but more and more is coming out about Jimmy G and his relationship with the Raiders, and some are saying it's the same as when he was with the 49ers. Albert Breer wrote, quote, Garoppolo had a reputation for being aloof in San Francisco, which would drive detail-oriented coach Kyle Shanahan nuts, particularly when, at points of the offseason, the Niners would have trouble getting a hold of him. Some of those problems carried over to Vegas, where a group that knew him, led by GM Dave Ziegler and coach Josh McDaniels, had hoped he'd grow out of some of those tendencies, end quote. It's rumored the Raiders are going to cut him here this offseason. They just have to wait for the new league year to start. Chris, what's Jimmy G's next move?
The XFL?
I mean, he's not finding a starting spot anywhere.
He's got to be a backup somewhere, I would think. Or at least somewhere. He's got to try to find a place where he can go and find somebody who's, you know, not established and try to compete, you know, give himself a chance to win a starting job.
Yeah, like a Bryce Young maybe. Is Jimmy G now a Carolina Panthers backup quarterback?
I wouldn't go there. He ain't going to play.
Yeah, I don't think
he'll just be a mentor.
I don't think he'd pick that. I think he's got to pick a place where they're trying to establish a quarterback.
He doesn't seem like the mentor type.
Obviously not if he's aloof. He's probably aloof. Not going to help people.
Doesn't call back the 49ers.
Can't get a hold of him.
That is kind of weird. Tony.
Isn't it funny how you used to love this guy, Scraby, and now we find out he's just like you?
That was going to kind of be my take.
I am not aloof.
The shine has quickly gone away. I mean,
he's
remember,
not the quarterback of the 49ers anymore.
But before that, though, remember when everybody...
I had to stand by him.
I'm not talking about you, Scraby.
Sorry.
Do you remember when everybody was like... This was like the next golden child. He was behind Tom Brady.
Pretty much.
And everybody wanted him.
That is true.
And now
nobody wants him.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but it seems like he's going to be a backup now.
I mean, you kind of have to call your employer back when they
Who
need
drafted,
you.
Who drafted Jimmy?
Patriots.
Is that a Bill?
That's a Josh McDaniels. Bill Belichick.
The brain trust?
The brain trust.
If all of this is true about him being really aloof, you know, this is a perfect, it's a nice little lesson for all of us to learn out there. When you're on top, you know.
Take advantage of it.
Enjoy it with some class.
Yeah.
Because it can be right.
Can change
you
on
you. You meet the same people going down that ladder as you do going up.
What they say? Don't be humble.
Yeah.
That's right.
I can't see it. Is that Kendrick Lamar?
I mean,
sit down.
He has a song called Humble. Yes.
Dan said on the chat, Jimmy G has more Subway commercials with his grandma than something, but it's true. He has a ton of those. We're not going to talk about this story first, but a Kansas fisherman is feeling crappy about his crappy. We'll tell you what I'm talking about on the other side.
I can't wait.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
If you're watching on the cameras... Thank you. If you would like to see us on the cameras, you should go to YouTube right now. Search 97.3 The Fan. We're the top thing at the page. But what you'll see is Tony doing a whole lot of moving and grooving, trying to get his noodles ready for his dinner or whatever it is.
This is a long segment. I can't let the noodles sit in there too long.
No. So you can see Tony running back and forth. But spring training now is underway. And I'm saying that because I'm going to miss Tony in studio. He's going to be leaving here at the...
What? You mean he's not going to be broadcasting the games from right over there?
No. Oh. I wish he was.
He's actually going to be in Peoria.
He will be. Yeah. And it will be underway.
I'm going to miss you guys, too.
I can't believe it's already happening, man. We just finished last season.
That's true.
And we did get off to an earlier start this season because of the Korea games.
That is true.
Yeah, we'll miss Tony, but we'll get, you and I will fight it out. I mean,
yes, literally.
Tony basically keeps us from, scratching each other's eyes out. I don't know what's going to happen now, but...
I've been growing my nails out.
Usually the first month is a little rocky between you two. Then you guys settle in and it's smooth sailing for you.
I have a feeling I'm going to be too preoccupied with the video portion of the show. Because that is all new for us this year.
Well, that in itself could lead to... more scratching of the eyeballs, because that's usually when it happens. When you're a little stressed, Chris is, maybe a little stressed. Sometimes that's when it gets a little...
Chris is never a little stressed until Scraby gets him a little stressed.
I can see that, too.
I feel like we're heading for a carryover, but it's okay. It's okay. Because spring training is underway. And for the latest Padres news, try listening to chapters from the show each day. Every day, each topic we cover is broken down so that you can find out what matters most to you. To get started, download the Odyssey app and search for Gwen and Chris. Chris.
Number five.
All right. Over the weekend, Eric Kucenda spoke to the media and mentioned that the ownership of the Padres is likely to stay in the Seidler family for the foreseeable future. Fans had a couple questions. Mostly, everyone seems to like this because Peter Seidler was putting the Padres in the right direction. Tony, are we likely to see an extension of Peter Seidler's influence with keeping the team in his family?
What do you mean by extension?
Are they going to follow his... I guess I'll ask it this way. Are they going to follow through with his dreams?
It sounds like in the near future, they are. I mean, it seemed like Eric Kucenda was pretty adamant that Peter was very forthcoming, not only publicly, but privately of how he felt the Padres... should operate moving forward, and it sounds like they're going to do their best to fulfill that. So I have no reason to believe otherwise. I would say yes.
Chris, what do you think? Do you think that they're going to follow through in Peter's dreams, with Peter's dreams?
I think Tony's food smells hotter than the smell. Food you ate last week.
It does stink up
Man.
The room.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to honor Peter Seidler's memory would be to, you know, bring a championship here. There's nothing more Peter Seidler wanted than more than that. So,
I
do feel they're committed to that, you know? And at least, you know, if you ask me the question right now, that's certainly how I'm going to answer. Maybe in a year or two, some things will change. But let's hope that in that next year or two, they win that championship for him.
I agree.
Four.
We heard from Shaq last week, and he said Iowa's Caitlin Clark was the greatest collegiate women's basketball player of all time. Well, Jay Williams of ESPN wasn't sold. Here he is talking about Caitlin Clark and her greatness.
I think she is the Stephen Curry of women's basketball. I think she has changed the dynamics of the way the game is played. I think the way she plays, the pizzazz, is like she's probably the most prolific scorer the game of basketball has ever seen.
Unmatched.
I am unwilling, and maybe it's more the Kobe mentorship around me, to say that she is great yet. I think she is the most prolific scorer the game has ever seen. I hold great, or the levels of immortality, or the pantheon, to when you win championships. That's just me. So Diana Taurasi, when you win three consecutive championships, two-time National Player of the Year, it has to culminate with the chip. It has to. I mean, Breonna Stewart, if we're talking about GOAT legends of the game, she's won four chips, multiple National Players of the Year. So I'm not saying that she's not at a high, high, high level, but for it to go to the states of immortality, in my opinion, it has to culminate with your team winning a championship.
All right, so that was Jay Williams, the ESPN producers, pumping some loud music behind him.
They were in the arena,
and you could see people in the background like, whoa, what a crazy opinion, bro.
Is that what they said?
Chris, do you agree with Jay Williams?
I do.
So she can't be great until
she wins a championship. No, okay, if that's what you're asking, that's not true. She can be great without winning a championship. Dan Marino is great. He didn't win a championship. Ernie Banks was great. He didn't win a championship. Tony Gwynn Sr., great. Didn't win a championship.
I think we have to put this in the college realm, though.
All right. Well, in the college realm, there's a lot of great players that haven't won championships. I mean, how hard is it to win the NCAA tournament? My goodness. Or an NCAA tournament. So, Caitlin Clark, fantastic. But she's not even the best player. I mean, we went through this last week. I mean, Taurasi, Maya Moore, Lisa Leslie. Cheryl Miller. There's some phenomenal all-around players that have had careers. Caitlin's just starting her career out. She might at the end be, but she's not there yet. That's Shaq jumped the gun on this one.
All right, Tony, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the key word here is great test. It's not just great, because there's a ton of great collegiate players, but for Jay Williams, what he was saying, the separator for him is winning at that level. And Caitlin Clark got close last year, wasn't able to quite get over the hump. But she's got it would seem as though she has a long career ahead of her. And even if she doesn't win a championship at the collegiate level, she'll have a chance to win one at the next level. I can assure you that. But, I guess the question is, do I side with Shaq or do I side with Jay Williams? I probably side with Jay Williams on this one.
I can say that I don't think a player before has ever made me want to watch WNBA to see if Caitlin
That's
Clark
true.
Can succeed.
That's true.
Because I've seen a lot of her, and so I want to see what she can do at the biggest level, the highest level.
Yeah.
Number three.
Tony's very excited about this next story, but EA Sports' college football game is back over the summer, and we now know that Notre Dame will be in the game. The will it or won't it back and forth.
There was a chance that it might not be in
Correct.
The game?
A couple years ago, it's taken 2 years of discussion as to whether or not they wanted to join that because of name, image, and likeness. But now that they see basically it's the Wild Wild West, Notre Dame doesn't really care as much anymore about that. But they will be allowed to use its markings. And their. I think the gold helmets in this game are going to look awesome.
I'm upset that Notre Dame was like, maybe we don't want to be in it.
It's like LeVar Arrington. Remember when he wasn't in game number and Barry Bonds wasn't in games because they didn't want their name, image, and likeness?
I understand that, but come on, Notre Dame.
All right.
Every school is participating but you.
Well, 2 years.
They are now.
We're better than every school.
2 years of discussion, and they're going to be in the game.
Good.
They said they're going to participate, and they said they're going to like it. Tony.
Is it going to like it?
I made that up. What's the national perception right now of Notre Dame football?
Oh.
That wasn't me. I don't want. I'm turning blue. I didn't breathe.
Right at,
I know. I didn't breathe.
I don't know
do
that
anything.
Anyone could hear that but us, but that was hilarious. It sounded like a toot.
Okay, so your question.
It did, but that really wasn't me. Please.
What's the national perception of Notre Dame football right now?
That's what the sound was.
In terms, you didn't hear it. The national perception of Notre Dame is a very, very good institution. Are we talking football?
Football.
Very, very good program. Maybe not at the level Notre Dame was in the, 80s, 90s?
Yep, 70s.
They're probably a step below that right now, but they're ascending. Or maybe they've kind of leveled out, right? It was Kelly was there before he left for LSU,
oh,
right?
Oh, Brian Kelly, yeah.
I'm glad that he's not there anymore.
They had the Charlie Weiss years, which weren't great.
They started out good for him, and then it kind of went backwards. I think they're probably a step below where they were in the 70s, 80s, 90s. And I it might be hard for them to get back into that upper echelon anymore. They don't have a conference.
They're not competing for national championships every year.
They're not in that talk like they had been in the past.
They still have that TV deal with NBC for some reason.
They knock on the door, though, it seems like, for a little bit every year, and then they kind of fall down.
Chris, what do you think the perception of Notre Dame football is right now?
Good, but mostly annoying. Self-important. Arrogant.
Mm.
And not anywhere near as good as they think they are.
I think that's pretty accurate.
That's not unfair.
I wasn't sad when I heard Notre Dame wasn't going to be in the game.
I would have been. They need to be in there.
They don't even have a conference, so it's not like you're going to play some placeholder team anyway.
Yeah, but you get to make your own schedule now at that, you pick Notre Dame. That's fun.
When I was San Diego State in the last college football game, years and years ago, I always made them play Morgan State.
You took the easy road. I've had them playing the best.
Go 72-0, get those BCS points back in the day.
Number two.
We heard about the 2-game suspension of Jimmy G for PEDs, but more and more is coming out about Jimmy G and his relationship with the Raiders, and some are saying it's the same as when he was with the 49ers. Albert Breer wrote, quote, Garoppolo had a reputation for being aloof in San Francisco, which would drive detail-oriented coach Kyle Shanahan nuts, particularly when, at points of the offseason, the Niners would have trouble getting a hold of him. Some of those problems carried over to Vegas, where a group that knew him, led by GM Dave Ziegler and coach Josh McDaniels, had hoped he'd grow out of some of those tendencies, end quote. It's rumored the Raiders are going to cut him here this offseason. They just have to wait for the new league year to start. Chris, what's Jimmy G's next move?
The XFL?
Yowza. I mean, he's not finding a starting spot anywhere.
He's got to be a backup somewhere, I would think, or at least somewhere. He's got to try to find a place where he can go and find somebody who's you know, not established, and try to compete, you know, give himself a chance to win a starting job.
Yeah, like a Bryce Young, maybe. Is Jimmy G now a Carolina Panthers backup quarterback?
I wouldn't go there. He ain't going to play.
Yeah, I don't think
he'll just be a mentor.
I don't think he'd pick that. I think he's got to pick a place where they're kind of trying to find to establish a quarterback.
He doesn't seem like the mentor type.
Obviously not if he's aloof.
He's aloof. Not going to help people. Doesn't call back the 49ers.
Can't get a hold of him.
That is kind of weird. Tony,
isn't it funny how you used to love this guy, Scraby, and now we find out he's just like you?
That was going to kind of be my take.
I am not aloof.
The shine has, like, quickly gone away. I mean,
he's
remember,
not the quarterback of the 49ers anymore.
But before that, though, remember when everybody...
I had to stand by him.
I'm not talking about you, Scraby.
Sorry.
Do you remember when everybody was like... This was like the next golden child. He was behind Tom Brady.
Pretty much.
And like everybody wanted him.
That is true.
And now like...
Nobody wants him.
I hate to say it, but it seems like he's going to be a backup now.
I mean, you kind of have to call your employer back when they
Who
need you.
Who drafted Jimmy?
Patriots.
Is that a Bill?
That's a Josh McDaniels. That was a McDaniels. Bill Belichick.
The brain trust.
The brain trust.
If all of this is true about him being really aloof, you know, this is a perfect, it's a nice little lesson for all of us to learn out there. When you're on top, you know.
Take advantage of it.
Enjoy it with some class.
Yeah.
Because it can be right.
Can change
you
on
the same, you meet the same people going down that ladder as you do going up.
What they say, don't be humble.
Yeah.
That's right.
I can't see it. Is that Kendrick Lamar?
I mean,
sit down.
He has a song called Humble, yes.
Dan said on the chat, Jimmy G has more Subway commercials with his grandma than something, but it's true. He has a ton of those. We're not going to talk about this story first, but a Kansas fisherman is feeling crappy about his crappy. We'll tell you what I'm talking about on the other side.
I can't wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.